All right, we're back. My name is Seth Juarez, and I'm here with my friend Steve Dower. How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic. So this is a wrap for day one. There's been a ton of cool content. Obviously, couldn't stream every single session. There's four tracks. Tell us about what's been your favorite part so far.
I've really enjoyed a couple of talks today that didn't make it onto the live stream. We had a great presentation from the group Data for Democracy. They're actually based out of Seattle, do a lot of humanitarian work. We're going to have the guy who presented that. It's going to be on the stream tomorrow, so you will get to hear from him, even though you didn't see the talk. So I'm looking forward to having that come on. We also had the diversity panel on, which was a great representation from, you know, across the spectrum of everyone involved in tech, going through discussing how, some of the issues that we're currently facing, some of the unconscious biases and stuff.
Sure.
I don't want to say too much, but we do have Elo, who put that panel together, is going to come on the stream tomorrow as well. So you'll get to hear from her what she thought about that panel that she set up.
Fantastic. For me, there was a keynote, it was during lunch.
It was Jake's keynote?
Yeah, so he went through the history of like what was cool about Python. And the thing that resonated with me is people started using Python to not use MATLAB.
Yeah.
And that was like literally exactly what I did when I was doing my school.
And we still have people come to us today and go, I learned MATLAB and then I found Python and I never looked back.
Yeah.
And so happy about it. So.
But to me, it was kind of like a little jaunt down memory lane, because I was like, yeah, I mean, this is exactly, I remember the first problem I used it on. It was on, I think it was on the noisy channel model to do like n-gram disambiguation or some weird, I don't know what the problem was. But all I remember was like, oh, this is Python. This is fun. Type it in, get it done.
Yeah, that's, so many of us have stories like that, and so many around PyData. It's great. This conference is going great so far. It's the biggest PyData I think we've ever had.
Wow.
In history, we've had 1,000 people register, and most of them have arrived. So if you're watching the stream, you haven't come in yet, please come in, join us tomorrow. We'll be streaming again from this room, more keynotes, more sessions, more interviews. 10 to 9, we're starting again.
Okay.
We won't be back. We'll have other people presenting on the stream, but we'd still love to have you join us.
So is there a session or something that people should watch out for tomorrow that they need to stay tuned for?
There's so many. Yeah, in fact, I think the first one that's going to be in here has probably the best name for a PyData session I've ever seen. It's called Sir Barks-A-Lot. So I'm intrigued. I'm going to be definitely in the crowd for that one. But we'll have Brett Cannon, session chair, is going to be here with Chris Randall. Our other host will be here. I'm sure they'll have some recommendations early, so make sure you tune in just before we get started for the keynote, and they'll recommend what you should hang around and watch.
Absolutely. Now, they're taking chairs down because apparently there's going to be some shindig here. So before they take my chair, we're going to sign off, and we're going to say, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.